英国问答
Your questions answered.
Ask about Britain.
BBC Learning English.
BBCUKChina.com.
I find Scottish people are very, very down to earth, very, very friendly. And Scotland is a very beautiful country. I think everyone who comes to the UK should go visit Scotland.
Hello, I'm Kate, and welcome to today's Ask About Britain.
大家好，我是杨丽。前面是我们的同事菲菲谈她去苏格兰旅游的观感。她很喜欢苏格兰，所以建议大家都去那里看一看。
Well, I'm glad she liked Scotland so much because in today's programme, our question comes from a listener interested in Scotland and its customs and traditions.
是的，这位听友想了解一下苏格兰的传统习惯以及他们为何不同于英格兰的传统。
It's an interesting question because, as many of you know, although Scotland is part of the UK, it is in fact an autonomous region and it has a very strong identity of its own.
自治区是 an autonomous region, 它有自己独特的不同于英格兰和世界其他任何地方的习惯和传统。Strong identity 就是具有强烈的认同感。
So Lee, what's the first image that comes into your head when I mention Scottish customs and traditions?
Ah, Scotch, 苏格兰的威士忌，还有苏格兰男子穿的裙子。
I think you mean kilts, the national dress for Scotland.
The national dress 就是民族服装。苏格兰男子穿的格子呢裙，面料很独特，是一种特色的格子厚毛呢，被称为 tartan。毛呢的颜色和图案都不同。从历史传统上来说呢，不同的线条和图案是同苏格兰各个大家族有关的。
Nowadays, the custom is to wear kilts to special occasions, like weddings, birthdays, or anniversaries.
苏格兰的格子呢裙很贵，因此许多人呢都选择去租 to hire, 而不是去买。下面我们一起听听一位穿过格子呢裙的男子对此有什么体会。
What special occasion does he mention, and does he like wearing a kilt?
My family is Scottish, so I've been to quite a few weddings where I have to wear a kilt.I don't own a kilt, I hire one. So I'll hire it on the Thursday, and then I'll wear it for the whole weekend. I love wearing it.
大家听出来了吗？这位男子说呀，他有好几次参加婚礼时都是租借了一条格子呢裙，穿上一个周末，感觉非常有意思。
So our speaker enjoys wearing a kilt to weddings, which also happened to be a great place to see other Scottish customs and traditions.
Ask about Britain from BBC Learning English.
菲菲非常幸运地参加了一次苏格兰婚礼。咱们一起听听菲菲对那次婚礼的见闻。
In the wedding, I saw lots of men wearing traditional Scottish kilts, and we did lots of Scottish dancing, ceilidh, which was a lot of fun, very energetic, and also there was a live band doing lots of traditional Scottish music.
听上去啊，他参加的婚礼非常有意思，很多苏格兰男子都穿着格呢裙，跳一种苏格兰乡村集体舞，叫凯利舞 （Ceilidh Dancing）。他还说有乐队在演奏苏格兰传统音乐 （Traditional Scottish Music）。
Let's listen to our speaker Dan, who's been to lots of ceilidhs. He mentions that as well as wearing a kilt, he wore a sporran.Can you explain what a sporran is, Lee?
Yeah. Dan 还提到了另一个独特的习惯啊，那就是在穿苏格兰短裙时呢，前面要挂一个专用的小包，这就是 sporran。一般都是皮料的，里面什么都可以放，从零钱到零食。请听下面一段录音，注意听 Dan 为什么特别喜欢苏格兰舞。
When I was a student, a lot of my friends had...ceilidhs for their 21st birthdays. So we'd all wear kilts and sporrans. They're fantastic. The great thing about ceilidhs is it gets everyone involved. Someone teaches you the steps. It's very simple and it's very inclusive.
Dan 之所以喜欢苏格兰乡村集体舞啊，是因为每个人都参与其中。他用了一个词叫 inclusive, 人人都被包括在内的。他说每个人都参与，而且舞蹈简单又活泼。
Well, we're nearly out of time, but we have managed to cover a few of the many Scottish customs and traditions.
是的，从以上录音当中呢，大家可能已经了解到了苏格兰的一些传统和习惯呢，的确是与众不同的。
Let's hear from Dan again. Why does he think Scotland has traditions that are so unique and different from those in England?
Well, Scotland's got such a varied history and they're a very proud people. So it's natural that there's been a development of a very strong identity. And the poetry, the music, the dress, the way of life in Scotland is so unique and so instantly recognisable. And I think that's something to be very proud of.
Dan 说啊，因为苏格兰具有丰富悠久的历史 ，varied history， 苏格兰人是一个具有自豪感的民族 ，a proud people。他说，这导致苏格兰人具有一种强烈的民族认同感 ，strong identity。苏格兰的诗歌 ，poetry， 音乐 ，music， 和服装 ，dress， 加上他们的生活方式，就使苏格兰成了一个具有独特民族特征的地区。
Well, that's all we've got time for this week. It seems that Scottish customs and traditions are here to stay.
谢谢收听，下次节目再会。
Bye.
英国问答。
Your questions answered.
Ask about Britain.
BBC Learning English.